we've got the big list of events going on in September, and it's very exciting just because, particularly for me, I'm more of a fall kind of girl, and especially a lot of cool arts and cultural events that always happen annually in the fall are coming up, so it's a very exciting month. First up, I guess we'll just start with ProMusica because they've got a really cool concert coming up. They are doing an interesting kind of twist on their season this year, and it is their anniversary year, and so they're bringing back a lot of the best of ProMusica concerts that they've offered. So on September 19th, they're going to have the Miro Quartet return to Joplin, 7 p.m. at First Community Church. And this Miro Quartet is one of America's most celebrated and dedicated string quartets. For the past 20 years, they performed on the world's most prestigious concert stages, earning accolades from passionate critics and audiences alike. They're based in Austin, Texas, and so they're coming all the way to Joplin. And
this is their third time, too.
Yeah, the third time, and it's really interesting. All the ProMusica concerts are free of charge, so it's just a really wonderful, you know, group that we have here in Joplin and wonderful groups that they bring into. So, yeah, they've been here before, and they're so good, we're bringing them back again. That's, again, on September 19th. Next up, I think, we'll talk about Joplin Little Theater next.
All right.
They've got Xanadu, the musical, September 25th through 29th, 7:30 p.m., and Sundays, they always have their matinee on at 2:30 p.m. instead of 7:30 p.m. Xanadu follows the journey of a magical and beautiful Greek muse, Kira, who descends from the heavens of Mount Olympus to Venice Beach, California, in 1980 on a quest to inspire a struggling artist, Sunny, to achieve the greatest artistic creation of all time, the first roller disco.
Oh, yes. Well, what so do you want? It's 1980. What do you expect?
I know, exactly. So, but then Kira falls into forbidden love with the mortal Sunny, and her jealous sisters take advantage of the situation. So obviously this is going to be a chaotic show, a lot of fun. Tickets for adults are $18, seniors and students $15, and then children are $8. You can always get their tickets on JoplinLittleTheater.org, or you can also call the box office at 417-623-3638. So that's September 25th through 29th. Always a lot of fun with the community theater at Joplin Little Theater.
I see Heartland Opera Theater is next.
Yes, I'm so excited about this. Heartland Opera Theater has a wonderful season coming up. This one's going to be just so much fun. September 27th and 29th, they're going to have Bon Appetit by Lee Hoiby at 7 p.m. September 27th, it will be 7 p.m. at Northwood Arts and Event Center. This is in Neosho, Missouri. They are going to do a one-woman show based on the famous chef Julia Child, which is sung in English. And so this is very inviting opera. It's going to be a lot of fun. You are going to laugh. If you've ever, you know, watched Julia Child's show, you'll know that there's going to be laughs abound.
And Lee Hoiby is really one of the best contemporary American composers.
Oh, yeah, he is. I'm so excited about this one. Tickets in advance are $15. A day of show, they're $20. Students are $10. So I would advise getting those early.
Now, that's for Neo Show on the 27th,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. And then September 29th, they're going to be performing at 2 p.m., the same show, at the Woodshed in Carthage, Missouri. So go on to Heartland Opera Theater's website, check out that. They have some other ones that are coming up as well that are just sound like a lot of fun. One deals with speed dating even. So
right.
They're really bringing opera into a contemporary setting and making it a lot more approachable and inviting. So a lot of fun.
What about events now, I guess?
Yeah, let's get through to events. I just wanted to make a shout-out to First Thursday Art Walk. If you've never come to this event in Joplin, you definitely should. I know that Springfield has kind of the equivalent. I think you guys have First Fridays.
Yes, we
correct?
Do. Yes.
Yeah, so this is kind of our take on that. It's First Thursday Art Walk. It's September 5th this month, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. in downtown Joplin. Just come and walk the art. We have you know, within the downtown region, usually it's concentrated around 6th to maybe 3rd or 4th Street, but there's a lot of pop-up galleries that happen along Main Street. Everything's inside. You'll see lots of local artists, local musicians go out to eat downtown and walk the art, buy art. Just a lot of it's definitely the inside scoop for the Joplin arts, visual arts scene. So definitely consider making a trip to Joplin on a first Thursday. And the same night, Connie Miller, a local artist, is going to release her new exhibit called Body Languages at Urban Art Gallery, 511 South Main Street. She is such a fun local artist. I actually own one of her pieces of artwork, and she's just a really nice person. So you'll get the chance to meet Connie at Urban Art Gallery, see her really exciting. She is very, very vibrant, and she has definitely a distinct style of her artwork. A lot of fun, her artwork and herself. So I would encourage anyone to go take a look at that throughout the month of September, and you get that chance to meet an artist September 5th. A lot of artists, actually. And then let's skip down to kind of the natural landscape. The Shoal Creek Conservation Education Center Open House is going to be September 6th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Shoal Creek Conservation Education Center. And now this used to be called the Wildcat Glades Conservation and Audubon Center, but it's gotten a makeover, and now this is its new name. But Wildcat Glades Friends Group is still located within the building, and they're kind of neighbors to Missouri Department of Conservation, which is in the same building. Both groups offer a variety of conservation courses. But stop in, kind of take a look at they've revamped the building, kind of rearranged things, go inside, take a look, see what kind of classes and events are available there. And then why not just go walk through the trails to the Chert Glades, you know, the natural landscape. It's a lot of fun. So I definitely encourage people to do that. And then there's so much going on at Missouri Southern State University this month. They're starting their every semester they have a different themed country theme. So this semester, they're going to do the Oceania. I can never say this word. Oceania.
I believe you have
semester.
It. You've
do I
got
have it.
It? Yes.
I had to YouTube it and say it a few times because I wanted to say it a different way. But they're having this themed semester. So it's a variety of countries that make up Oceania. And if you go onto their website, you can take a look at all this. And I definitely want to encourage everyone that's listening to go onto connecttoculture.org/September 2019, because it is hard to remember all of the things I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So if you just go there, you take a look, you click on the links, and you'll find so much information, more than you could ever wish for. But
one of the things that MSSU is opening on September the 6th, it's Oceanic Journey, the Art of Papua New Guinea. So that's one of
they're going to have a variety of different artworks from Papua New Guinea. And they're going to have a selection of engaging ritual and everyday objects, ceremonial bowls, figures, masks, so many different things. And then they have a variety of programming throughout the semester. So definitely check that out. Something that I've just learned about that I think that Springfield also has, but Joplin has its very own vintage swing movement. And they're going to be meeting on September 6th from 7 to 10 p.m., and they're going to be meeting at the Joplin Avenue Coffee Company. But this is a chance to learn the art of swing dance with a beginner's swing dance lesson. And then you enjoy live jazz music and show off your newly acquired skills. So Freddie Green and friends will be providing the jazz music. It only costs $5. And sounds like so much fun. I got to find myself a partner and go to that vintage swing movement. Brandy, come on down to Joplin.
You don't want to see me try to swing dance.
Why not? Another really fun event, I definitely want to get a couple more in, is on September 13th. They're going to be having a Wild 417 event at 7 p.m. at Wildcat Park, Creekside. This is where nature and art collide. So you're just going to join up with the Wildcat Friends group for the most unique runway show you'll ever see. Local stylists will transform models into nature-inspired beauties from the 417 area code. Animals, plants, flowers, nothing's off limits. So admission's $25 per person, or bring a date and a couple, is $40. Cocktail dresses suggested, but they've never done this event before. Sounds like a really great date night. I know they're going to have catering. They're going to have drinks. Just come and take in the inspiration.
Oh, let's not forget later on in the month, Joplin's 5th Annual Arts Fest.
Yes. Oh, this is one. This is what I was talking to you about when annual events are coming back, definitely
right.
For the fall time. The 5th Annual Joplin Arts Fest will be held on September 20th and September 21st. On Friday, September 20th, they have the hours from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and it's happening at Mercy Park in Joplin. This is an event that's sponsored by the Kiwanis Club of Joplin in collaboration with Joplin Regional Arts Coalition, Connect to Culture, and by the Center for the Arts. And this is Southwest Missouri's premier fall fine arts festival. We kind of allow visitors to learn about the local arts and cultural scene in Joplin and, you know, elsewhere. We bring in artists from a lot of different states. It's a two-day jury event. There's about 40 or 50 fine artist booths, live performances by local artists throughout the day, children's art activities, and a variety of food trucks, and, you know, mimosas, beer, all types of goodies. So come on down September 20th, that Friday, 6 to 10 p.m., and then on Saturday, September 21st, it's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and we will have coffee and pastries and things like that on Saturday. So,
oh, and it's free and open. It is free and open to the public, too.
Yes, you don't have to pay an admission fee. You just got to come and consider buying some art.
Okay, what else do you have?
Let's see. Oh, how about, this is kind of one of my favorite events as well. It is the Tri-State Gem and Mineral Society's Rockathon. So this is September 27th through 29th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on Sunday, it's 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., so just a little bit of a change. This is at the Joplin History and Mineral Museum. And you just come and look at a bunch of rocks. You know that Joplin has such a, you know, a big history of, you know, lead and zinc mining that we have a big group of people who are interested in rocks. And so you come and there's tons and tons of rocks that people bring from, you know, they went out and hunted them down or they buy them from other people. But it's fun to learn about them. It's fun to bring kids and take a look at all the minerals. They have a variety on it, display at the History Museum as well. But it is also a chance to buy them. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, I definitely would say come on down.
Well, there's one thing I wanted to get in, too. I believe this may be the first time that Joplin has hosted a local version of the Manhattan Short Film Festival.
Yeah.
I mean, Springfield, or specifically the MSU campus, has been like the exclusive Missouri venue for the Manhattan Short Film Festival. And now there's 4 days, I guess, 3 or 4 days worth of it in Joplin at the end of September.
Yeah, we've never done this before, and I'm not as familiar with it as other people are, and sounds like yourself, but it apparently is an event that takes place in 400 venues across 6 continents during 1 week, and the Joplin Public Library is going to be participating. Every year, 10 short films that are 2 hours altogether are selected and shown across the globe, and then audiences are asked to make their voices heard, and they vote on one they think is the very best. So there is a viewer discretion advice for anyone under 18, parent or guardians required for children under that age. But it's free and open to the public, and there are so many days. It's like September's 26th,
27th, and 28th.
They are at different times, but definitely check that out. I'm going to, because I've never seen them before. It sounds really fun.
And go to joplinpubliclibrary.org or call them at 417-623-7953. Well, as usual, we've just scratched the surface of what's going on in Joplin in the month of September. And how can people find out more?
Yeah, so you can find everything that we talked about today and so, so much more at connectedculture.org/September 2019. Every month, we have a new list of fun and exciting arts, culture, and entertainment happening in the Joplin area.